Parshas Tetzave, Big Day Kahuna, L'chavaydu L'sefaris. It's begodim of Malchus, it's begodim of Achashivus. There's a medrash that says that Adam HaRishon, when he was makriv a korban, the pasuk says, Vatitiv L'Hashem Yishor Par Makrin Mafris. It was a bezunder, a special korban that Adam HaRishon was makriv, Gemara Vaydazor and other places. The medrash says, Lavash Big Day Kahuna Gedoylo. And then later, Vayas Hashem Alekim La'odim L'Ishtai Kosnois Oyer, the Medrash brings that was from that carbon he made a beged of oyer. But before that, it was Big Day Kahuna. The Mashmois is, and this Makaris to this, that Chava also wore this begodim. It says, Adam was moisher these begodim to Sheis, to Mesushelach, to Noyach. Noyach was Makar of Karbonis, Vaitu with these begodim. Noyach was Masra to Shem. Shem to Avram, Avram to Yitzchak. Yitzchak, Be'etzem to Esav. And then Yaakov takes these begodim b'mirma. Bemis, I saw there was Makairis that the begodim, the chamudois, that Esav, that Yaakov took, that Rivka told Yaakov to take, it had shatnez. And there was a whole shayla. We spoke a different time. What was the heta for Yaakov to wear the shatnez? But like this, it's which shatnez is it? It's the shatnez from Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna, Big Day Kohen Gadol. It's very interesting. The Chizkuni writes, by the Aveir of shatnez, he says, the reason why shatnez is also, most Rishonim learn shatnez is a negative thing. It's a greyesa, it's a davar ra, the taroivis of the client. The Chizkuni says, Faker, this taroivis is be'etzem a very special zach. It's malchizdik. No one has a right to wear it. The reason why it's also to wear shatnez is ein mishtamshin b'sharvet shel melech. The kohen gadol, according to the man d'omer, the avnei des shatnez, has a right to use this. An interesting sustav this, it's a chiddush. The Ramah in Yeridei and Simon Shin Aleph brings that the peroiches, the viloin, the various things that you in the Beis HaKnesses is allowed to be made out of shatnez. It's mutter that it's allowed to be shatnez. In the Gilyan Marsha and the Hagoyis over there in Simon Shin Aleph, he says, "Vos eis mutter? Faker shatnez is this nifl de gazach for lekaver the peroiches. As long as it's not the derech levisha, adarab, it's a milo. But call it in the Big Day Kahuna lekaver the lusafaris." Now, it's interesting, the Gemara says in a few places that wearing shoes is very important. The person that's Maineyam in Olami Raglov, it's a Dover Maguna, you're supposed to wear shoes. Davka the Kohen, with the whole begodim of covered of Sepharis, Adrab, he goes Yochef, he's supposed to be Yeh Mischaber without the Hefzik of Nalaim. That needs a Bazunder Hezber. Akoponim, we have the begodim, Kohen Hedyet, has four begodim. It's very standard, a hat, a jacket, a pants, and a belt, yeah. The emes is ksoinus, mikbas, avnate, ksoinus, mikbas, avnate, and mechnasayim. They're all made out of pishton. The avnate, it's a machloikis, whether the avnate of a kohen hedyet was pishton, in which case the truth is a kohen hedyet doesn't wear shatnez, only a kohen gadol does. There's another man, you know that the avnate of the kohen hedyet is actually made out of shatnez. The lead kesher to that, the kohen gadol, his avnate avada was shatnez, but besides that, he has four more begodim. Me'il, tzitz, eifei v'choshem. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol wears arba begodim for some of the avoiders. Those avada are not shatnez, even the avnate. Avnate the Kohen Gadol, as I said before in the Sugin Yuma, avnate of Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, for sure is not shatnez. Avnate of the Kohen Gadol, the Kol HaShana, the Big Day Zov, even on Yom Kippur, vadayesh shatnez. Avnate of a Kohen Hedyet is a machloikis. Now the Rambam counts Big Day Kahuna as a mitzvah. It's one of the Tariyak mitzvahs. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. The Ramban argues, the Ramban says, no, there's no bazunder mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. If there would be, frak the Ramban, there should be a bazunder one for Big Day Kohen Hedyet, for Kohen Gadol, for Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, it should be three mitzvahs. The Ramban argues it's b'chlal not a mitzvah. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, we talked about this other times, the Ramban learns, it's avad, it's a mitzvah, yeah? It's the raisen, you need the begodim, and it's market. It's not in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the hainu. It's a part of the mitzvah avoida. When there's a mitzvah of avoida in the mikdash, it has to be done with Big Day Kahuna, but it's not nimne as a bazundera mitzvah. This is the Ramban l'shitasai we spoke last week. Lagabi the klei hamikdash. The Ramban doesn't count the klei hamikdash as part of a mitzvah. The Ramban puts it as part of the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban says, no, it's not part of Beis HaMikdash. No, there's a mitzvah of lechem upon him. Shulchan is shaykh to the mitzvah of lechem upon him. There's a mitzvah of menoyer, there's a mitzvah of hadlokas ner. Menoyer is shaykh to that mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of ktoiras. Mizbeach Hazov is shaykh to the mitzvah of Ketores. It's shaykh the Kel Klei HaMikdash, the name of the Bigod, Klei HaBig Day Kahuna, are shaykh to the mitzvah thereof. It's the same word, the Ramban L'shitasai. Sai last week, Lagabi, the Mishkan. And Sai Lagabi, the Big Day Kahuna. Now it's very interesting, the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Yodeis, when it discusses this Nakuda of Avnate, and it says that the Kohen Gadol would switch on Yom Kippur, he would switch from Zav, Lav, on Zav, Lav, on Zav. The Gemara asks, what if a Kohen Gadol is Nitma, or something happens to him, and you have to bring herald in a new Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says, Bameh Mechanchanes, you're in the middle of the Avodah of Yom Kippur. What is going to express that he's a Kohen Gadol, that you're upgrading him now to Kohen Gadol? Now, if they're up to a stage of the Avodah that needs Big Day Zav, so Gavaldik, you're going to put him on Shmoyne Begadim. Shmoyne Begadim, as a Kohen headed, he wasn't wearing Shmoyne Begadim. Of a fact, the Gemara, if they're in the middle of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and poof, the pot that they're up to, you don't have to start from the beginning. The pot that they're up to is the Big Day Lavan. So he's Sach HaKol, simply going to put on four begadim. What does he look different? He's a Kuptos via Kohen Hedi. Now again, it's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it wouldn't be a Kohen Hedi. But Lamaisa, what is expressed right to Gemara? Bishleima the Gemara Bavarans. If a Kohen Hedi, Allah Teg for Nagansior, wears Avnet of Shatnez. So Viter, you see that he's different. He's now wearing an Avnet of Butz. The Big Day Lovin of Kohen Gadol is Avada without Shatnez. But if Agans Yor, a Kohen Hedyud, is also Avnate of Butz, of Pishton, not Shatnez, so when the Kohen Gadol, the new Kohen Gadol, is being heralded in wearing his Big Day Lovin, he mamish looks like a Kohen Hedyud. So the Gemara says he either puts on Big Day Shmoyne Begadim and goes on to the Mizbeach and does his Mahapach Betzinura, or Avaydase Mechan Chasay, the other Trutzim. What you see in this Gemara, for sure, is that there's no other Chilak in the Big Day Kohen Hedyud and Big Day Kohen Gadol. Makshim HaRishayim, Tyson Sukkah, many Rishayim, the hat, it's a different hat. Ain't the same hat. The mikbas of Kohen Hedyud is not the same as mitznefes of Kohen Gadol. There are kamashinuyim. Part of the cheshbon white, both are turban, but part of the white is a different cheshbon. The mikbas has to take into consideration tefillin. The mitznefes has to take into consideration tefillin and the tzitz. Truth is, on Yom Kippur, though, the mitznefes of the Arba Begadim is not taking into consideration tefillin or tzitz. Now, I'm not going to ask that the Big Day Kohen Hedyud on Shabbos is different because there's no tefillin. Avada then is already, it's a light plug, it's the same baggage. But the Big Day Kohen Hedyud on Kippur, Yom Kippur, there's never tefillin and never tzitz in the Big Day Lovin. But Becholif in the Rishonim Cheshbon, that it's a different hat. And again, if it's a different enough hat, then that should be Bameh Mechan Chanoisei. Also, there are some Rishonim say that there's a chilik that the ksoinis of the Kohen Hedyud was not tashbeitz. There's a bazundera way of weaving it that it's called tashbeitz. If that, why didn't the Gemara say that's the chilik? If the Big Day Kohen Gadol is cholak as that, the Chadoimet, the Mechas Chinuch, and other Achrayim handle the Mishlamelach, other Achrayim. It's this style question. This that the Gemara in Yuma says that the only difference would possibly be is the Avnet, and that's it. Vaseis, there's other Chalukim. Now, if a Kohen Hedyut is his Avnet is not Shatnez, then it comes out that this whole fascinating idea that we talk about that Big Day Kohuna could be Shatnez, it's not Pasha. There's a man the Omer that Big Day Kohen Hedyud is not Shatnez. And again, Lekuli Alma, the Michnasayim is pure Pishton, the Ksoinis is Avada Pishton, and the Mikbas is Pishton. There's a Vikuach if the Avnet is Pishton or Shatnez. Machlokes Amiroi. If it's Pishton, then there's no Shatnez by a Kohen Hedyud. Only by a Kohen Gadol there's a Shatnez. On the other hand, there's a Shita that even Kohen Hedyud is Shatnez. There's a Nafkamina, you know, the Shagas Ari, it talks about it by Richus. A lot of different Nafkaminas. First of all, he has this Kasha. Why should a Kohen Gadol a whole year do Avoida? It's Esad and Chaloisa say to wear Shanas. A Kohen Hedyud could do the Avodah. Efshir al Yedei Acher. Efshir that the Kohen Hedyud should do it. If the Kohen Hedyud is also Shanas Mele, but if the Kohen Hedyud is not Shanas, why should the Kohen Gadol do Avodah against Yor? Rather, the Kohen Hedyud should do it. Interesting sort, Kasha. The Avodah he has to do, he has to do. But what he doesn't have to do on a regular day, things he doesn't have to do, why should he do? Another interesting Kasha, the Gemara in Yuma describes the pious. There was four pious in where the Kohanim would stand in a big circle and everyone would stick out a finger and they would count in order who's going to be Zoicha to do the Tamid and the Ketiris and the various things. There was pious. The Gemara describes it that one of the Kohanim would take off his hat and you would know he's at the beginning of the circle. Frekta Shagazaria, if he's taking off his hat, we have a problem. He's wearing his... Mele, when you're wearing your four Big Day Kahuna, the Avnet to be Shanas. But if he's taking off his hat and now he's wearing Shanas, wearing only three of the Begadim. Rather, he says it would be better if he take off his Avnet. He says maybe in a Chanami, the Mandi Amr that says that you take off the hat holds that the Avnet was not Shanas. Like the Mandam that the Avnet was Shanas, it would be preferable to make him stand out that he should take off his Avnet. This Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Peches, Amar Rav Eini Bar Shoson, Lama Nismacha Parshas Karbonois LeParshas Big Day Kahuna. This actually is Gemara in Erechin also. Lama Nismacha Parshas Karbonois LeParshas Big Day Kahuna. Where is it Nismacha Parshas Begadim LeParshas Karbonois? Some say it means Parshas Tetzaveh, because in Tetzaveh you have the first half is the Big Dikuna, the second half is about the Shivas Memiluim. Some say it means Parshas Tzav. But either way, there's a Smichus. So the Gemara says it's coming to teach you Ma Karbonos Mechaprin Af Big Day Kahuna Mechaprin. Now the truth is, the Gemara brings all Shmoyne Begadim, we'll speak it out of the Ketzara, that the Shmoyne Begadim, each Beged is Mechaper on a Gvis Inyan. Yesh Lodin, is the Big Dekayin Hedyet also Mechaper on these Inyanim, or maybe only Big Dekayin Gadol, Yesh Lodin? But what the Ketzara does it say? It says, Ksoines is Mechaper on Shvichas Domin, Mechnasayim is on Gilei Arayis, Mitznefes on Gase Haruach, Avnet, which is on the Lave, is Mechaper on Hirur Alev, Choshen is Mechaper on Dinim, Eifoid is Mechaper on Avoid Zara, Mi'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hara, and Sitz is Mechaper on Azus Ponim. And the Gemara goes through specifically two of them, the Gemara tells. The Gemara says, Shvichus Domim, you're telling me that the Ksoinis is Mechaper on Shvichus Domim. What says, Egla Ruf is Mechaper on Shvichus Domim, frek the Gemara. Says the Gemara, no, it depends if you know Yoda man katle or lo yoda man katle. When it's yoda man katle, you know who's the murderer. That's ksoinus is machaper. When you don't know, that's when it's for egla, arufa. A similar style question the Gemara asks, you're telling me that the me'il is machaper on Lashon Hara. It says that the ketoiris was machaper on Lashon Hara. The Gemara says, there's a chilek if it's bitzinu beferhesia. Chavetz Chaim in Sefer Shmiras Lashon talks by Riches about this. But you see the idea that the different begadim are machaper. Now the begadim are lechaver l'sefaris, but they're also me'akev in the avoid. The pashtus, the Gemara says in Zvachim that if he's not wearing the big dekahuna, he's not even a kohen. He's considered a zar. There's a famous tosis. The Gemara has a havamina that benois kohanim could also do avoid. The Gemara has a drasha that they can't. For a tosis, what was the havamina that they could? Where's the big dekahuna? He has two terutzim. Either they would wear big dekahuna like this havamina, or they don't have to wear big dekahuna. They don't have to wear big dekahuna. So then it's not ma'akib. But if there would be a din that even an akeva could do avoida, she could do avoida. That's the benois Aaron, not a zar. A bas kohen could do avoida without big dekahuna. By her, it's not ma'akib big dekahuna. It's mavur though in the Gemara that you can't be mechusser begadim. You need all four begadim. And who within the begadim can't be short, the right size. They have to be the right size. Otherwise also, it could be it's not covered as far as could be even more. It's called mechusser begadim. You can't have yitter begadim. You can't wear extra beged. Only the four or the eight. There's a shiloh. You know, you can't wear extra t-shirt. Yeah, you can't wear a yarmulke. Can't wear glasses. Contact lenses? I don't know. You'd have to ask. You have to know what would be considered, what would go under the auspices of yitter begadim. Now, it says that klaim is mutter and big day kahuna. And again, it's a machlokes of even a kohen head. You know, there's a famous Gemara in Erechin, also in Menachos. I think it was in yesterday's daf. The Gemara says, "Hakol chayovim b'tzitzis, afilu kohanim levim Yisraelim." Frek the Gemara, yeah, ihani loy mechayvi, nan mechayvi. The Gemara says there's a chiddush a kohen. Why? I would have a havamina since a kohen is allowed to wear shatnez by big dekuna, assumingly the avnate. So kol she only people that are because the Gemara says gedilim. The pasuk says gedilim tasselcha next to the din of shatnez. So I would think someone who's not Muslim in Shatnes by Big Kahuna is Pater from Tzitzis. Hagam the Kohen, even if he's wearing Shatnes, it's only during the Avoida. The Havim that he'd be Pater from Tzitzis a whole year, but that would be the Pshat. And Pater would mean he could wear a full cornered beggar and not put Tzitzis on it. But the Pshat is because there's a Hekesh. Whoever is Muslim in Shatnes, Alamol, he has the mitzvah of Tzitzis. A Barakoyan who's not Muslim on Shatnes, Alamol, Chosh, Bishas, Avoida, he's allowed to wear a Shatnes. I would think he doesn't have the mitzvah of Tzitzis, Bichlal. He could push wear a full cornered beggar. Without tzitzis, that's a shakavatari lagabe the koyin. The Gemara says, so what's taka kamash malon? Kamash malon, that only be'idin avoida, he's mystery. Shaloi be'idin avoida, it's not mystery, and therefore he be'etzem is muzer on Shabbos. So you do it, there's a machlekes Rambam and Raivin in Hilchis Klayim, also in Hilchis Klayim Mikdash, twice the Rambam and Raivin argue about whether the heter for a koyin to wear Shabbos is only b'shas avoida or even afterwards. The Ravid is mashma, once he's wearing it, he could even keep it on. But the question is, for how long? There's a big machlokes shagasari, beisalevi, famous rave. Whether, even the Ravid just means that, you know, it's not like you have to quickly pull it off the minute you finish your avoida. Maybe you'll get called for another job. Even if it's 3 o'clock in the morning, they'll tell you to do halos evarim upadar, mefshirach veis. Maybe there's, or bechlal there's a het. The big tikkahuna are made out of tcheles, argamon, telas, shani. Those are three color dyes, all on semer. Then there's also pishtan. The begadim sometimes have pishtan. And some of them are shatnez. Now, tcheles comes from a chilozoin, which is not kosher. And toilas shani comes from a toilas, I'm assuming, which is not kosher. The Rabbeinu Bechaya writes, the reason why there was no meshi in the Big Day Kahuna is because meshi comes from something that's not kosher. Sant. There it is. Tsemer is kosher. Pishtan is kosher. The tseva Chazusa ba'alma, that's not kosher. Aber that's not a stira that meshi could be a problem because it's not kosher. And we don't want to take something that's not min hamutter b'ficha. There's a whole Shuvas Chasam Sofer about making a pareichas in the shul, about meshi. We spoke earlier about the Ramah, about a pareichas made out of shatnas. That's something else. We spoke earlier in the shul. But there's a shaila whether in the kleha beis knesses, if it's roing v'nochain to use meshi, meshi comes be'etzen from something not kosher. But the truth is, there's a lot of makaris that it's not a problem in hamutter b'ficha. This is a large topic. Mamash, just a touch, just Efes Katseyu. There's a Tshuvas Nai Deb Yehuda. The story happens that it was Nisbar that the Dioi that they were using for the ink, for the Sefer Torah, had many different material chemicals and things. And they found out that one of the things they were using that enhanced it was from crushed elephant bones. And they had a Shaila, not kosher. So he said, yeah, Beseder, but it's Nishtana and it's only the Chazusa, but this is for Dioi. And it opened up a whole topic about which things for mitzvah are you allowed to use. Lamashal, can you use a shofar? By tefillin, you have to take it only from a kosher animal, the klaf. It could be from a nevela. It doesn't have to be shchuta, but it can't be from a min she'enei tahayra. But lamashal, shofar. It's not so posh. Machlokes v'shoinim. If a shofar has to come from a kosher animal.
How could it not?
Come from not kosher animal.
There is no
kosher.
The Gemara
says
all
kosher
animals are kosher.
Oh yeah, I don't know. The And the Ramah brings it. And one of the kashas that they ask is that if you're going to tell me, let's say, a doifen of a sukkah, the doifen of a sukkah, the Gemara says in sukkah, can come from an elephant. Yeah, they're getting hung up about the dioi that has crushed elephant bones. The doifen of a sukkah could be from an elephant. If there would be a kateid of minamutter beficha, why isn't there a kateid of minamutter beficha on the doifen sukkah? Now, I know the schach is more important than all that, but there are dinim in the doifen sukkah as well. Why wouldn't Menamut Beficha be a Kepeda? So the Noi Debi Yehuda, Toich HaDvarim, he says, on that Nakuda, fascinating. The walls of a sukkah could be made out of Eitzim Va'avonim. It could be made out of not an animal, Bechlal. The idea of Menamut Beficha is when it has to come from an animal, then it should come from a kosher one. But a Doifen sukkah, yeah, I don't want to say it's Migu, but the Migu that it could have been Eitzim Va'avonim. It's Lagara from, what's called?
It's Mikdash. There was Mishkin Pishton, that's an animal.
No, it doesn't. So the pishtan doesn't have to be from an animal. It's from a tzemeach. And the tzemer does have to be from an animal. But things that have to be from an animal have to be from a kosher one. The pishtan, you don't have to be makbid, but it should come from a kosher animal. Correct. Yeah. No, the things that have to come from a behemah have to be from a kosher behemah. You have the avnei ephod and the avnei choshen. There are 12 avnei choshen. The whole regime of the 12 Avonim. It's mevor that on the Avonim was written the Shmois B'nei Yisrael. And according to the big Machlokes Rishonim, the Gemara says in Yuma that besides that each Evan had the names of the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, v'chulei, it also said Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftei, Yeshurun. The Rambam actually writes that on Reuven's Oidem stone, besides that it said Reuven, it also said Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. I wonder if it said the Vav. But that's what the Rambam says. He says it said Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. And on Binyamin's Yoshpeh stone, it said Shiftei Yeshurun. The Gemara explains in Yuma that it has to also say Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurun because you need all the letters of the Aleph Beis on the Avnei Choshen to light up, to send a message with Ruach HaKodesh, and you're missing some of the letters. So it has to say Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftei, Yeshurun. Rashi, many Rishonim, not like the Rambam, that not that Reuven's stone had Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Binyamin's stone had Shiftei, Yeshurun, but actually that each stone had six letters, so the Moshe Reuven, which is already five letters, had the Aleph of Avraham. And Shimon, which is already five letters, had the Beis of Avraham. Levi, which is three letters, had Reish, Hey, Mem of Avraham. And onwards, Binyamin, it's already six letters, so Vaisais Yosef's, which it said Yehoisef, and then it had the last letter, the Nun of Shiftei Yeshurun. But the Rambam Kimadubar, Reuven says Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Binyamin says Shiftei Yeshurun. When the Gemara makes the Cheshbon, the Gemara asks that there's no... The Gemara asks in Yuma, there's no Tzadi. You're telling me that the names of the Shvatim light up, there's no Tzadi. So the Gemara says, there's no Tzadi. It says Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Yitzchak has a tzadi. Frek the Gemara, yeah, but there's still no tess. They should have asked tess first. But I guess the teretz of tess is later, so we're organized. But the teretz is, it doesn't say tess. The Gemara says, Shiftei Yishurin. Should have asked Tess first, but based on the Teretz is going to be Avram Yitzchak. But let me tell you something, there's also two other letters missing, besides Tess and Sadi, that you will not find in the names of the Shvatim. Frektim Harsho, over there in Yuma Ayin Gimel, and the Chasam Sofer for many Achrayim. There's no Ches, which conveniently is answered by Yitzchak, and there's no Kuf, which is also conveniently answered by Yitzchak. And I call Beseder, but that's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara asked, there's no Tzadi, and it answers Yitzchak, and then it asks, there's no Tess, and it answers Shiftei Yishurin. Mavel de Kazach. The Chasam Sofer says, a Pilpul Otzam, he says that it says, V'ha'avonim tia al shmois b'nei Yisrael, and you could possibly suggest, V'ha'avonim tia al shmois b'nei Yisrael means that on the Evan, besides each Evan saying the name of the Shevet, it also said the name of the Evan. The Pitada stone said Pitada and Ruvain. Actually, the Oidim said Oidim Ruvain, Pitada said Pitada Shimon, or Pitada Yehuda, depending which way you want to go. That's a different machlokes Rishonim. In the end, Ruvain is Oidim and Yashbez Ben Yamin. After that, it's Balagan. But it works out. Now, if it actually says the names of the stones, Oidim, Pitada, Varekes, Vechule, Pitada has a Tess, Varekes has a Kuf, and Achlame has a Ches. The only thing missing, if it says the names of the Shvatim and the names of the stones, is Tzadi. No Tzadi, not in the names of the Shvatim, and not in the names of the stones. For the Gemara, there's no Tzadi. And for the Gemara, it says Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Oh, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. Now it doesn't have to say the names of the stones. Because V'Ho'avonim Tia Al Shemois B'nei Yisrael doesn't have to mean that it says the names of the stones, but it says the names of the Avonim, of Klal Yisrael, the Avos HaKadoshim. That's what it means, V'Avonim Tia Al Shemois B'nei Yisrael. And now we're covered that we have Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And now we have a problem that there's no test. Till now there was a test from Pitada. Now we have a problem that there's no test. Says the Gemara. Tess is Shiftei Yishurin. Now that's on the Avonim of the Choshen. There's also Avonim on the Eifoid. There are two Avonim on the Eifoid, Avnei Shoyham. Pastus Shoyham is also one of the 12 stones on the Choshen. Tarshish Shoyham V'Yoshve. Shoyham is Yosef's stone, and the Svarim HaKadoshim explained that it's not a coincidence that Yosef's stone, Yosef is a Kloliistic Shevet. Yosef's stone is the one that's on the Eifoid also, that includes all the Shvatim. Yosef is an Av, he's Shokol, to an Av, he was supposed to have 12 Shvatim. Yosef's Shoyham stone is also on the Eifoid. I'm telling you, it's been going on. Now, on the Avnei Eifoid, what?
The Shoyham was either Yosef's
stone, or I'm going like the Shita, correct, I know. I'm going like the Shita, the standard, the Rambam and Rashi both go that Shoyham was Yosef, correct. Now, on the Avnei Eifed, it said the names of all the Shvatim. It says, Mefurish in the Pasuk, Shisha Mishmoysam ala Evan Achas, Ve'es Shmoysa Shisha Nisorim ala Evan Ashenis Kisal Doysam. It's a complex sugi in Soit of the Flamed Vav, and it's hard to do it without a chart, but there's a big machlaikis Rishainim. I mean, Royim, actually, first, but then Rishainim had to learn up the Gemara. Which six names was on each stone of the Eifed? How were they Mechulik? But what's very interesting is that Kipshutai, how many letters are there on the names of the Shvatim? The emes is, if you really want to count how many letters there are in the names of the Shvatim, there are 49 letters on the names of the Shvatim. Because there are seven names that are five-letter names. Ruvain, Shimon, Yehuda, five-letter names. There's one name that's a four-letter name, Yosef. There are two-letter names, Don and God. And there are two three-letter names, Levi and Usher. And if you count that all up, it's 49. Now, it says that there's supposed to be 50, and according to some of the sheetahs, we even want it to be organized scientifically, there should be 25 letters on each stone. But there aren't. There are 49. Now, as we spoke other times, there are three terutzim to this kashya. But you can't say all three terutzim. You have to choose one. Because if you say all three terutzim, there will be 52 letters in the names of the Shvatim. And your three options, correct? Your three options are Yehoisef, instead of Yosef, Zvulun Mole, or Binyamin Mole. Now, say one of them. You'll do all three, you'll have 52. Which one is it? It's a machloikas in the Gemara and the Yerushalmi. Now, the Yerushalmi actually wants to work it out to make the 25-25 by splitting Ben and Yamin. And that's why it says Ben Kseifav Shachen, because Ben Yamin was on both. But the other way to work out that it should be 25-25. The Gemara brings another pshat that it's based on Har Grizim and Har Evel, and you, no questions asked, do the Har Grizim, Har Evel one. And that's a separate cheshman, and then it doesn't come out 25-25. There's another man, the Omer, in the Gemara that says that it's 50, but that you do kitoldoisam, except for Yehuda. That you do Yehuda first, and then Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Don, Naphtali. Don, Naphtali were born after Yehuda was Don, Naphtali. Don, Naphtali got Asher, and then first Yisachar, Binyamin. Chronologically, that's the first Pesukim. So you have Yehuda, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Don, Naphtali. The second one is God, Asher, Yisachar, Zvul, and Yosef, Binyamin. There's a few other pshatim. The most complex one is the Rambam Shita, Apella de Gazach. At first glance, you look at the Rambam, no rhyme and reason to the names. The first Evan has Reuben, Levi, Yisachar, Naphtali, God, Yosef. And the second one is Shimon, Yehuda, Zvul, and Don, Asher. It's not happening. There's a fascinating Arachayim HaKadosh. The Menchas Chinuch brings it, actually. Other Rachmanim talk about it. In the Rambam, if you want the Tzura, you have to look at both stones together. And that's what it means. It's different from the Gemara. Shniya Ketaldoisam. If you put both stones together, it's Reuven Shimon, Levi Yehuda, Yisachar Zvulun, Mamish B'nei Leia first. And then it's Naphtali Don, God Asher Yosef Ben Yamin. The only thing you switch not Ketaldoisam is Naphtali Don. And that's to get 25-25. It's going to work out. Ayin Sham, I'm sorry, but we don't have a chart, but it's a fascinating topic. The beginning of the parsha is about Menorah, Shemen, and the end of the parsha is about the Mizbeach Ketoires. And there's a remez, Shemen uKetoires Yisamach Lev. Shemen uKetoires Yisamach Lev. Parsha Tetzava always comes out right before Purim. Another connection to Purim is that the Baal HaTurim says, it says by the Me'il, Pamoin, V'rimoin, and then it says, V'nishma Koiloi Bevoi El HaKodesh. And the Baal HaTurim, Kedarkai, always quotes, when you have a certain word, where else that word is found in the Messiah of Tanakh and the connection thereof. The word Vinishma is found three times. Vinishma. Vinishma koilei bevoi el HaKodesh. There's kol asher dibur Hashem naseh. Vinishma. And in Megillas Esther, Vinishma piska mamelech kirabi. He says the Baal HaTurim, there's a remez. Vinishma, Vinishma, Vinishma. Vinishma koilei bevoi el HaKodesh represents the avoid of the Beis HaMikdosh. Kol asher dibur Hashem, naseh v'nishma, represents Torah. So we have Torah v'avoida. The Gemara, and the third one is Megillah Esther, v'nishma v'nishma v'melech. The Gemara says in Megillah, that Gimel, that mevatlin talmud Torah v'avoida b'shal mikra Megillah. That mikra Megillah trumps Torah and avoida. So that's the remez. V'nishma koyle b'voya l'koydesh is avoida. V'nishma kol asher dibur Hashem is Torah. Ober v'nishma v'nishma v'melech kirabahi. That's even bigger. And then he adds, in the Bala Memra is Rabba. In our Gemara it says Rava, I don't know. But he says the Bala Memra that said, Mevatl, Talmud Torah, and Avoida for Megillah is Rabba, but who Bal Hashmua, that it's Kirabahi, that it trumps the other Vinishmas. In the Bracha, a little bit about, in Yonah Diyayim of Purim, the Bracha Asher Haini, we say after the Megillah, it says, Kaimu Aleim Lasois Purim, V'lismoyach b'chol shana v'shana. Now the Nusach Abrocha, Kaimu Aleim, Lasois Purim. Lasois Purim L'chara means all the mitzvahs of Purim. The Megillah, the Suda, the Mishleich Manas, Matanas L'Vyanim, the Simcha. So what's the Tosefes V'lismoyach b'chol shana v'shana? V'lismoyach b'chol shana v'shana is the Simcha of Gantz Chodesh Adar, Mishenichnes Adar, not only Purim itself. There's a Bezundara Simcha in Chodesh Adar. What's the Simcha of Chodesh Adar? One shot I saw is because ain't Simcha ke'ataras hasfekos. Amolek, the Mahus represents Sofik. Amalek is Gematria Sofik. Amalek B'Shoirish is from the Nochash, which is Hishi Ani, which is Yesh Ayin. Yesh Ayin, Yesh Ayin. You can't tell, you don't know. There's no Behirus, there's no clarity. When there's clarity, and Dafka by Ein, by Adeloyo, that then you get to the Hakara, the Emes of Ein Oid Muvadoi, and then you make it Oy Sofik. Oy Sofik is Simcha. Oy Sofik is Simcha. It's also that it says Le Yishrei Lev Simcha. What's Yishrei Lev? A person a whole year, Be'etzem, has a tug of war. The Tzad Hara, the Tzad HaToiv is fighting over him. There's a milchama, and there's no roga, and then there's a problem. When you have Yashras Halev, and the Rotz and Pnimi comes out, then a person is besimcha. And Bechlal, the simcha is the simcha of Hashras Hashchina. Chodesh Adar is Aleph Dar, Alufi Shel Oilam Dar, Hashras Hashchina. We want to make ourselves a kli for Hashras Hashchina. It's not a coincidence that we always learn Parshas Truma Tetzava about the Klei HaMishkan right before Purim. It's the Zman of Ashras HaShchina. And when a person is Be'etzem, Oymed, and Mashr Shchina B'Soichai, he's B'Simcha. There's another Nakuda, interesting Nakuda. Be'emes Agantz Yofreilich. Agantz Yofreilich. Ivdu as Hashem B'Simcha. No, the idea that the Simcha could be Misparitz, we're in Golis. And Lomat Yisroel, we have to be careful from the Umas Ha'olam. But in Adar, where the Gemara says that a person's Mazel is high, when we know that there's no Chashash, we're worried about the mazel. So then you could take express the simcha, which is always there. You're able to express. So, Zachin, if you were counting, you said four pshatim in the simcha of Adar. But you have to realize that it's not a simcha of hoilus. It's a simcha. It's fascinating. Yitzchok, which is din, gvura, pachad, Yitzchok, is tzchok. It's not a joke. It's azoyedus. Yitzchok is tzchok. Yitzchok is tzchok. The Gemara says in Beitza, Daf Tezvav, Horoitzeh sheyiskaimu nechosov yita bohen ador. If someone wants to have a kiyum of his nechosom, Rashi explains the person has a sodah, but he doesn't know if the sodah is going to have a kiyum. He plants a certain tree called an ador tree. The ador tree is chashivus, and it's malo the whole sodah, that it's a different kind of a sodah. It's an ador. It's nikras al shmoy. It gives a chashivus. The Baal Iter says a different shot the Marsha brings from not by the Orach. The Marsha brings from the Orach that ador means tzedakah. The kiyum of your nechosom is to give tzedakah. This is not a magbit. I wanted to say interesting pshat. Haraisus yiskaimu nechosim. What's a bentayrus nechosim? If he doesn't have nadlan, the nechosim of a bentayrus is cheshvin, kislev, tevis, shvat. He mutched his man. Haraisus yiskaimu nechosim yita behen adar pachkenish the adar b'shleimusoi till nisan is if you flants the adar gives a chizik to the whole. To the whole zman. The Gemara says in Megillah, Chayiv Adam Likrois es a Megillah Balayla v'lishnoisa b'yoyim. The Gemara actually has a havamina that v'lishnoisa b'yoyim means to learn the Mishnayis of Megillah b'yoyim. Sabru b'nei Yeshiva that it means at night you learn the Megillah and at day you say the Mishnayis. Peladika Gemara, the Mishnah says in Daf Chaf, Kol Hayoyim Kosher l'mikra Megillah. And if you hold that you're supposed to learn Mishnayis, so you got to that Mishnah, and then the Mishnah says that you're supposed to learn the Megillah, not learn Mishnayis. And Bechlal, what's the Havmini you should learn Mishnayis, Dafka? They say, because Torah Shabbal Peh, the Iker is the Yoim, and Torah Shabbal Peh is the Iker Neis. This is Torah. But it's a Modna Havmini, but the Maskan is Nishtazai. It's Chayiv, Likrois Bayoim, Likrois Balayla, but Lishnayis, it doesn't mean Mishnayis. It means Atzveitimo. There's a famous word, Motu Mishmef in the Briskarov, others say it also with different Nishchois. You're really supposed to learn the Megillah once. But you have to lane it once at Tzveitamol. How do you lane it once at Tzveitamol? You have to lane the night before, so it should be at Tzveitamol. You know, I'm not going to give a whole topic of how you work out Pruz Ben Yoy may have a Pruz. What exactly, even if a Gantz Yoy, you live in Yerushalayim, if you go to a city that's not Mukif, what's a city that's not Mukif? People say Bnei Brak. Bnei Brak is a big Shaila. New York, the Chayr is not. What? I mean, has a yam. Yeah, yeah, okay. Say, we'll try to find something. Mar-a-Lago, what? Kochav Tel Tzion is for sure prosy. Yeah, you're convinced? Okay. It's not Pashat. It's not Pashat. What's considered Beit Shemesh, for sure, I don't want to get involved. The point is, it's a big machlokes rishonim. If you taka want to switch and be mechuyev in two Purims, or can you get out of Purim at all and all those shilas? You can't. You could be chayv twice, late most rishonim. But according to many of the Shitas, Alois HaShachar is the Kaveya. Where you are Alois HaShachar, where you thought you're going to be Alois HaShachar, where you thought you were going to be. Why Alois HaShachar? For the Kriya of Laila. Harei, there's a Kriya of Laila. Why should Alois HaShachar? Like Rav Deis, if you, as long as you left the Prazi before Alois, you don't become a Chuyiv in Prazi. Why? There's already the Chiyiv of the Laila. There was no Chiyiv in the Laila. There was a Chiyiv after Alois HaShachar once to lay in the Megillah at Tzveitamol. You get it? There's a Chiyiv once by Alois HaShachar to lay in the Megillah at Tzveitamol. And that has to be on after Alayis HaShachar. What's the Taich? I heard a Meredik Pshat. What's the Pshat? It's a famous word. Everyone says, not a Purim Torah. What's the Taich? You know, you read the Megillah the first time, so you hear a story, Vashti gets killed. Yes, the whole thing. The Chiddush Harim once said up as a Shprach. He said, but Megaret and Shtibel, that the Vashti was killed, they would say, okay, Megaret politik. You're talking politics. It's not, it's nice. Only when you read it to Tzveitamol, and you start analyzing and seeing the details and putting the tapestry of the picture together, the second time around, it's like in a sugya. Then you start seeing it. You have to learn it once to get to the Tzveitamol. The Yisoid is, learn that Tzveitamol. Otherwise, it's time. You don't see the beginning. You see just political movements, things. You don't see what happened. B'derech Agav, the Gemara brings the Machlokes in the Megillah, if Achashverosh was a Melech Tippish or Achashverosh was a Melech Chochem. Pekech. Melech Pekech. They asked Rav Nochem, this was on Purim actually, but they asked Rav Nochem, he says, there's a Machlokes on Miroyim if he was a Tippish or a Chochem. That means the Amora that holds that Achashverosh was a Tippish, holds that the Amora that holds that he was a Chacham is a Tippish. Are you talking? He says, yeah, but Amora darf nicht verstehen in Politik. But you have to lane it at Tzveitamol. Now, when you lane it at Tzveitamol, I want you to understand what conclusion you're supposed to come to. Is Amora the Gezach. I heard over, Reb Osher said of Hort, and it's Lashitasi, if you know his Mahalach and Derech Alimud, he says, Memra in the Oilam is that Hamelach could mean Achashverosh, Hamelech could mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzvei dinim. He said, it's not true. Hamelech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achashverosh is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever we interact with in the Umas HaOlam and things that are happening, that's Kodesh Baruch Hu talking to us. It's not, a lot of times in the Sugya, he brings a mahalak that Brisker Rav says Tzvei dinim, and he, in his style, says Efsher it's Taka Ein din. Yeah? That's what he's saying here. There's only one din. Hamelech Zu Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to see it. But how do you Taka see it? You have to understand. There's a fascinating kasha. Why do we call it Purim? Why do we call it Purim? Purim is the Goyro, and the Persian name is Pur. Why do we call it by the Persian name? And Bechlal, why do we call the name of the Yom Tif based on the Goyro that Haman did? Get something more excited about the Yeshua, about the Kimo Vakimlu. Or Chach Goyro call it. Now the emesis, the Zohar says, it's Yom Kippurim. So Purim is even more than Yom Kippur and all that. Fine. So that's also a reason why it has to be called Purim. Say that. That's the answer. The Chassam Sofer says actually that we call it Purim because the same way when they came out of Golus Bavel, they gave the names of the Chadoshim, the Bavliim names of Nisan Iyar Sivan, those are Bavliish names. So after Purim, we want to call it a Persian name. But I heard a different shot, a very interesting shot. You know, it says, HaKairis HaMegil L'mafreya L'yotza. Baal Shem Tov says, L'mafreya L'yotza means, if you think that it's a story that happened 2,000, 3,000 years ago, L'mafreya, and you don't realize it's talking to us right now, L'yotza. If you learned it L'mafreya, you weren't Yotza. So you have to read the message. What's the message? You know, the message is that Haman makes a poor. Haman! Now, okay, so we're interacting. Who are we confronting? What's the story here? Haman, right? Not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Haman, Achashverosh. And Haman made a pour. So we have to know how to deal. I know what to deal. Haman with Achashverosh. We have Esther in the base of Malchus. We can use her to make some political. She's known with the Malchus. Mordechai makes tefillah. Esther makes a tzoyim. What's going on? Start dealing with diplomacy over here. No. Hakarim l'mafrei lo yotza. The message is when. A yid doesn't work like that. It doesn't make a difference that what he's being confronted with is a Haman and a poor and a Trump and Iran and all that. That's what's hitting him. But and if you don't get that message, lo yotza. And I heard, you know, there was an igeris that came from Paras that said laharig lahashman la'avid. They never revoked that igeris. They sent a second igeris, but that first igeris is still there. I heard Rami Shapiro spoke. There's others. Daddy Geras is here from Paras. And they're saying, not since 79. Yeah, 79 was the Eichet Azach. Those that remember that, Kufi. You were there in 79, yeah. So when they're sending that message, Laharigul Lahashman Laabe, that Igeris is there. And what's the answer? And if you don't know the answer, then you're not Lo Yotza. I'm afraid of Lo Yotza. The answer is Leich Knois. It's called Yehudim, Tfilo, Torah, Achdus, Kirvas Hashem, Uvezen Nir Yeshua Gadol.